Hello.
Hey.
You are listening to KAYR Astoria Youth Radio on KMUN Astoria 91.9 and KTCB Tillamook 89.5 and on the web at coastradio.org. And we are here with Dylan.
Gabe.
Who is me.
Here is me.
And also Astronomus Ray.
Of, hey.
Of the legendary Teen Talk. And, we got Teen Talk, we got all sorts of stuff coming up, and especially some great music. So why don't we jump right into Dave Bigsby, Peace, and Ask Gear, King and Cross.
Secret where the king takes sides, leaving mortal minds so jaded.
You are listening to KAYR Astoria Youth Radio on Coast Community Radio. And we got Ryan's ongoing story coming up next. Chapter 1 of Nathan Walker and the Dark-Winged Phoenix.
Hello, my name is Ryan, and here is Chapter 1 of my story, Nathan Walker and the Dark-Winged Phoenix. There are stories to be told about the phoenix. That they were birds of fire, and that when they died, they turned to ashes and came back to life. But what if I told you that they were actually powerful magical beings with human form? That instead of having fiery feathers, they had powerful magic, and that they had the ability to come back to life. Well, that's the truth. And they're out there. They are also feared by the governments of our world for their power, which separated the phoenixes that wanted to help the world from the ones who wanted to take it over for their own. Nathan Walker was a young boy, about 13 years of age at the time, living in New York City in the year of 2000. It was a dark evening, and he was walking home with his parents, Martha and Jack Walker. They were almost home when two mysterious people in black suits appear from around the corner and quickly grab Martha and Jack away from Nathan with seemingly no effort. They crowd out to their child before they teleport away with the two crooks. 5 years later, Nathan, now at the age of 18, is out on the streets of Portland, Oregon, still searching for his parents, hoping that they're alive and out there. After a long day of searching, he decides to call it a night once again. But on his way back to where he was going to sleep, he hears a shout for help in one of the alleyways. He instantly sprints towards the sound and sees that a woman, around the age of 23, was being robbed by a person with a gun.
"Help!"
the woman shouted.
"Nobody's here to help you, lady. Just give me the cash."
Nathan took his chance and stepped in. "You know, shouting like that would get you noticed very easily. You should work on that while you're sitting in jail."
"Oh yeah? And who are you to tell me what I should and should not do?"
"Me? All you need to know is his name, Nathan Walker, while you're sitting in a cell." The robber, now again frustrated, starts pointing the gun at Nathan. Nathan doesn't flinch from this, and the robber gets very confused and lowers his gun slightly.
"Why aren't you scared?"
The woman decides to sneak away, but the robber notices this and points his gun at her again.
"Oh, no you don't,"
the robber exclaims, before turning his head toward Nathan again, only to find him gone.
"What the hell? Where did he go?"
The robber scratches his head and shrugs and turns toward the woman to find her a gun as well.
"Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Where the hell is she?"
Meanwhile, Nathan is above the robber on a rooftop. "You know, it's a shame you don't look up more often. It's a nice view from up here."
"What? How did you get up there so fast?"
"Magic," Nathan says with a jazz hand gesture. The robber looks up at him with a face of disappointment.
"Really?"
Nathan looks down at him with a smirk.
"Watch,"
Nathan says before teleporting behind the robber and grabbing him. Before the robber can say anything, they teleport away. After teleporting, Nathan and the robber arrive at the local police station. "This guy was trying to rob a woman on the street before I stepped in. Good thing I did too, because he had a gun on him." He puts the robber's pistol on the desk. "Thank you, we've been trying to get this guy for about a week now," the front desk sergeant says, before calling for the other officers to take him into custody. Nathan has a curious look towards the robber. The desk attendant sees this. "What's wrong?" "Just a curious question. What's that guy's name?" The desk sergeant gives a look before answering.
"His name? His name is Jacob East. Why do you ask?"
"Just a question in case I meet him again in the future." He then starts leaving the building, not saying anything else. But before he leaves, he is stopped by an officer who pats him on the shoulder. Nathan turns around and looks at him with a smile.
"Yes, officer? Did you need me for something?"
Yes, actually. The robber you apprehended, Jacob East, is stating you teleported behind him to catch him. I think it's crazy, but I just wanted to verify my assumption." Nathan then looks at the officer with innocence.
"No, he must be crazy. I mean, sure, I'm fast enough to be, but I don't have superpowers like in comics."
"All right, just making sure. Thank you for your information," the officer says before leaving. The next day, Nathan is walking down a road, which leads to Astoria, Oregon, mainly for the reason that he read in a book that said the town had a bridge that goes directly to the state of Washington. While on the road, however, a black van pulls over behind him, and two men in black suits get out. Nathan notices this and glares at them with a deadly look. The two men pull taser guns from the concealed holsters and shoot them off at Nathan to try to shock him. Nathan kneels to the ground for a brief moment before standing back up and pulling the taser probes out off his body. The two men stand there in shock as Nathan starts running towards them. He grabs them by the throats and slams them to the ground, knocking one of them out, while the other is still conscious, but dazed. "Where are they?" Nathan yells out. The man barely lets out a few inaudible words, and he gets frustrated even more. "I said, where are they?"
"They are underground in Washington, D.C.,
the man says, with pain coursing throughout his body. Nathan chuckles a bit and lets the man fall to the ground. The man finally loses consciousness while Nathan teleports away. This has been Chapter 1 of Nathan Walker and the Darkwing Phoenix, and you're listening to KAYR.
Thank you, Ryan, for your amazing story. So, if anyone has been listening to our radio show consistently, you will know that Gabe White has died last radio show and is now somehow alive.
Yep, I'm back.
And, I'm not quite sure. I didn't really bring it up next time I saw him.
It just kind of happened. Woke up and I was here.
Yeah, we basically just live our lives at the radio show. But I don't think Astronomus does. I think Astronomus has a life.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How about you?
That's a good question. You know, I wish I could bring back the dead. I wish I could learn that science. But I don't. I don't know. Anyways, we got some dusty Santa Maria coming up. Shaking, Stoned by Dusty Santa Maria is our first song on the next block. So we'll get rolling pretty quickly.
What it is, but I want you to keep on doing what you're doing to me. Built a shrine for you in my bedroom, a patron saint, a lock of your hair. I lived alone before I met you. I hear your voice when you're not there. And surrealist dreams. My mind's a junkyard, a junkyard, a junkyard, a junkyard of all of these things. And it just keeps making it colder and colder, going down and down and down and down, yeah. I've been so down on the scene. Shivering, moaning, shaking, stoned.
I never knew that you was evil. I didn't know I'd sink so low. Oh, here we go, down into that delirium, down into that surrealist swamp. You and me, that's where we belong. This keeps on getting colder, yeah.
When they get to the it's yesterday once more. Yesterday once more.
We had two Dusty Santa Maria songs, Shiverin', Moanin', Shaking Stoned, and Dark Eyed Girl. And after that, we had The Carpenters, Yesterday Once More. And now I'm going to pass it off to Astronomus.
Astoria High School presents Mary Poppins, the Broadway musical, on Friday and Saturday, June 2nd and 3rd at 7 p.m. and Sunday, June 4th at 2 p.m.
Please go to that. I'm sure that'll be fantastic. So, Astronomus, what's the upcoming teen talk about? You gotta tell me.
It's about social media and trends, like recent trends right now.
Recent trends?
Yes.
Well, I can't wait, so let's just jump right into it. I'm just itching at the bone.
Hi, I'm Astronomus.
Hi, I'm Erica.
And you're listening to
Teen Talk.
Today, we will be talking about social media. There are all sorts of social media apps, but one in particular has captured the attention of many youth. It's called Musical.ly. This app allows users to make videos of them listening to their favorite songs.
I love Musical.ly.
Some trends on Musical.ly were Juju on That Beat,
The Running Man Challenge,
The Mannequin Challenge,
and The Don't Judge Me Challenge.
And a new dance move that's very popular called dabbing.
Say, Astro, have you ever heard of Instagram?
Yeah, I love that one.
Instagram is where you can get your daily dose of memes. You got your texting memes, you got your people memes, you got your rapper memes, and celebrity memes. Instagram is also filled with Instagram models trying to get famous, new devices such as fidget spinners and hoverboards, and other etc. videos. Instagram is also an app where you can get money from it if you have enough followers and post advertisements. Some big Instagrammers are Kylie Jenner, Selena Gomez, Justin Bieber, and Real_PCY.
Another social media app that's really popular is Snapchat. It's an app where you can use your camera to take pictures and videos of whatever you would like, and you can type in text and send it to all your friends or put it on your story where anyone that's friends with you on Snapchat can view what you posted. So, Erica, what other social media do you like to use?
I like to use SoundCloud. SoundCloud is a place where artists and rappers get big. SoundCloud is a place where rappers and artists post their tracks and share them with the world. Some famous artists who got big from SoundCloud are Post Malone, who I personally don't listen to, Kehlani, and Bryson Tiller.
There's a lot of musical talent on SoundCloud.
And there's a lot of entertainment everywhere else on social media, like YouTube.
On YouTube, people can make videos and upload them. Some YouTube things that they can, videos they can make are hair tutorials, makeup tutorials. They can do funny, entertaining videos or helpful videos.
Oh. K-pop videos.
On YouTube, you can also upload music and share your talent with the world. Social media is a great way to express who you are.
And it's also a great way to connect with the world.
I'm Astronomous.
And I'm Erica.
And you've been listening to Teen Talk on
Astoria Youth Radio.
Thank you so much, Astronomous, who's sitting right next to me.
Wonderful job.
Thank you.
I agree. I was just itching at the bone to hear that. I mean, you don't know how much I was just itching at the bone.
Okay.
You need to get that checked by a doctor.
I don't know why everyone thinks that's so funny. Anyways, we got Graham Sound coming up next with his hit song, Walker, who is also in the studio with us. So let's jump in. Thank you. You are listening to KAYR, Astoria Youth Radio, on Coast Community Radio. So, Gabe, can you tell me who these mysterious figures, like Graham Sound and Dusty Santa Maria, are in our lives? And what they mean to us?
They're very important figures.
No kidding.
We saw them, me and you, Dylan, saw them both live, and I gotta say that concert probably changed my life for the better.
That concert changed my opinion on country music and, like, music as a whole.
It was one of the best nights I've ever had.
It really was. It was just
fabulous.
It was like, when you have just Dusty and just the guitar, it's like amazing how much you can do with only his guitar. And all the stuff we've played on the radio so far, he's had all sorts of instrumentation that Graham has recorded for him. But like, when you get like just a small bunch of people in a room together, darkly lit room, and you just get the atmosphere, and you just have Dusty with his bolo tie and his guitar, it's like, it just creates this amazing atmosphere, and it probably did change my life forever. And Graham bought me a vinyl, and for $15 out of his own pocket, and it was just like, I never felt more grateful in my life that anyone would buy me an entire vinyl. And I don't even know what to say. I mean, they're just too emphatic, amazing figures in local music, and I can't stress how important local music is as compared to like the giant music scene as a whole. Like, if you when you get down at the bare bones local music level where people are just struggling to survive, it's much more heartwarming than the super big hits. And am I just talking to myself here?
No, I'm listening.
Where is everybody?
I enjoy what you're saying.
I love these people so much.
I didn't have much input. You were just going, and I loved it.
I know. I wish. I wish Dusty were here right now. I think his miniature tour is over, if I'm correct. I have no idea if you know anything. Well, next up, we got some more music. No, we have the Astro Post with Brian Wilder and Tyler Gagnon, I believe. So, boom.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilder, and I'm from Astoria High School.
And I'm Tyler Gagnon from Astoria High School.
We're returning to discuss the Astro Post, the school's newspaper that is distributed around the community.
We will also read a couple examples from recent editions.
The first article is an example of what you would find in our sports section of the April edition. First four, first round, second round, Sweet 16, Elite 8, Final Four, Championship, Champion. The NCAA March Madness Tournament is the final step in many of these young players' careers, but for others it is just the beginning to not only a career, but a lifestyle. 64 teams are pitted against each other as they all share one final goal, to cut down the nets of Glendale's own University of Phoenix Stadium. Several teams have shined bright as they make their way through the tournament. One such team was the Xavier Musketeers, who were an 11 seed in the West. Xavier's most impressive win was against the number 3 seeded Florida State Seminoles in the second round. As if the win by itself wasn't impressive enough, Xavier blew out the Noles with a ridiculous score of 91-66. The Seminoles team was no joke, putting up a respectable 26-9 record in the regular season. The Musketeers later went on to lose to the Gonzaga Bulldogs in the Elite Eight with a blowout of their own at 59-83. Another star underdog team was the South Carolina Gamecocks. Being a 7 seed in the tournament, South Carolina had a relatively low expectation for the tournament, but quickly proved to be serious contenders as they took on the powerhouse Duke Blue Devils in the second round. The Blue Devils, led by hothead Grayson Allen, were quickly overwhelmed by the in-your-face defense the Gamecocks came out with, and overall ended up falling 81-88 to the 7th seed. The Gamecocks later went on to follow the same fate as the Musketeers and fell to Gonzaga Bulldogs in the Final Four, which ended up in a nail-biter of a game. Each year, the amount of upsets only seems to increase, which teaches a vital lesson in life. It doesn't matter what the critics think, as long as your best effort is put forth. It will get you a long ways.
That was a great article on a great topic. Now, here is a movie review written by a student that would be found in the opinion section of the April edition. La La Land is one of the most acclaimed movies of the year, with numerous major awards, including multiple Oscars. The film stars Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. It takes place in present-day Southern California. It was a fantastic musical incorporating all types of music, with jazz and some pop aspects most evident throughout. Ryan Gosling plays Sebastian, a young, down-on-his-luck piano player who goes around looking for jobs, entertaining people with his talents just to be able to pay the bills and striving to achieve his dream of owning a jazz club in California. He makes a quick encounter in traffic with Mia, played by Emma Stone, a barista at a coffee shop, trying to pursue an acting career. As fate has it, they meet later when he is performing at a party that she is attending. Their relationship soon turns into a special bond. He shows her the true beauty of jazz, while she tries to help both of them follow their dreams. The movie features the song City of Stars, performed by both Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. My favorite scene in the entire movie was a part where Sebastian takes Mia to a jazz club in Los Angeles after she says that she doesn't like jazz. He explains to her why jazz is so beautiful. He tells her the performances by the jazz group change every night. Everything in the music has a new style in its own way all of the time. The overall film was amazing. The plot amazed me, and the type of music the movie used had such a good feeling to it. The ending confused me at first, but then it made sense and how it was very emotional and heartfelt. I did not even realize how long the movie really was because of how well it seemed to flow together. La La Land became one of my favorite movies. The overall rating I gave it is 9 out of 10. I would recommend this movie to anyone who likes musicals or even to people who just love music in general.
In my opinion, that was one of the best articles in the entire edition. My job as a journalist includes not only articles, but also helping around to make sure deadlines are met and helping distribute the latest editions to different areas around the town.
As the sports editor, my job is to edit articles and work on the layout in the paper. while also writing articles of my own.
We hope you enjoyed our articles, and we hope you pick up a copy of the Astor Post.
Also, you can visit us online at astorpost.net to view articles from past editions.
Thank you for listening.
That was Brian Wilder and Tyler Gagnon for the Astor Post. This is KAYR Astoria Youth Radio.
Up next, we got Dano Johnson, True Love Will Find You in the End. It's a beautiful song. I love this song. I can't wait to hear it.
And she got the bone.
True love will find you in the end. You'll find out just who was your friend. Don't be sad, I know you will. But don't give up until true love will find you in the end. This is a promise with a catch. Only if you're looking can it find you. This true love is searching too. But how can it recognize you unless you step out into the light, the light? Don't be sad, I know you will. But don't give up until true love will find you in the end.
You are tuned into Coast Community Radio, and that was Daniel Johnston, True Love Will Find You in the End, The Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love, and Dusty Santa Maria, 24th, and Burnside, which is in Portland. That's a street in Portland, if you didn't know. And I would just like to take this time to thank everyone who's listening. Thank you, Astronomus, for being here. Thank you, Gabe White, for being here. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, Graham. Thank you, everyone who's listening. And what an amazing night it's been. I feel totally serenely at peace with myself. Do you have anything to say, Gabe?
Nothing much. I just gotta say thank you to everyone who's taking the time out of their day to listen to us. Thank you so much to the radio for letting us do this.
I know.
I enjoy it every time.
For one serious moment, it's like we have to thank everybody. Because who knows where we would be without all these people in our lives. Well, we have a long outro song by 2814 entitled Sorrow, and that's the end of our show, so thank you.
Have a good
also,
night.
Also, stay tuned for the bedtime stories afterwards, and you have been listening to KAYR, Astoria Youth Radio. And the podcast is on coastradio.org. So, thank you once more.